Good morning, Henry.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, I've been better. I've been driving since 3 a.m. I'm driving in the rain through Tennessee right now.
What are you going to do there?
Why do I want to do that? I'm heading home. I have to go back up to Illinois for a couple of days and drive with my mom. And I'm in the wrong time zone. I spaced the show this morning.
No worries.
Because I'm
you're here
I'm
now.
I'm here now. What time is it? What I don't even know what time it is. What time zone I'm in even.
Dude, you're perfectly on time. How's that?
Oh, good. I don't know if you're sarcastic.
You are absolutely perfectly on time.
Okay.
So
what's going on
no
there?
Fear. Not much, man. I finally ended that toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though it was just a friendship and I thought it was been all work.
Yeah.
It wasn't working. And it was a bummer, and I'm really sad about it. You know, I think about her freaking billion times a day.
All
and you know, I also realized that she's there's a lot of stuff she says she's going to do that she doesn't do. You know, just like me.
Yeah, that's
and,
like me.
Yep, and she has no tolerance for when that happens, you know?
No tolerance for what?
She, but I'm bumped. Way tolerance for less, but I'm bumped. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm really sad.
Right.
And... you know, she's made her bed, and there's not much I can do about it. She has chosen a path.
A lot more fish in the sea.
There are. I enjoyed this one. So.
Yeah. Hate to release those good ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoyed this one, and so that was a little bit saddening. But I also understand, you know.
Right.
She's got her stuff to deal with. So
you know, we all got our stuff. We all got our stuff to deal with to one extent or another, but you know, it's just what your tolerance level is and what you want to tolerate. You know.
Yep. Come on, buddy. Letting my dogs out. Come on. Let's go. There you go. Yeah, so I sent a message to Kathy to tell her we're live and kicking. We'll see if she shows up.
Okay. Cool.
And
yeah.
If she doesn't, no worries. I know her sister is visiting from out of town, from Minnesota. So she may not. There's a high probability she may not.
Yeah, we were we picked up a book on CD for our trip on the drive up to Illinois from Florida, and it was Duck Commando from the Duck Dynasty guys. Are you familiar with them?
No.
Oh, the Duck Dynasty
all about?
Guys. Got it. They're a bunch of rednecks down in, I think they're in Louisiana, and they've got a duck call company, and they've been real successful with it, and they have a TV show, a reality show. But inside of this book, the guy's talking about is aunt and uncle who have been together forever, and they love each other, and apparently the aunt is just loony as could be, and you never know when she's going to have clothes on or not have clothes on and all the crazy stuff she does, and they still just love each other and been together forever. And, you know, so the, his uncle's tolerance level is pretty high for a crazy person, you know. So, you know, if you've got... if you've got that level of tolerance for that kind of stuff, then you can make it work.
Amen.
Most people don't.
You know, I would love to say that I do, and I probably do.
Yeah.
I just know that she didn't. You know.
Yeah.
I don't think she had tolerance for herself. And that, I think, is a big deal.
Right.
You know, if you can't tolerate yourself, then now what? Right? Now what is the question?
So what's the snow situation? Y'all getting any, or is it pretty dry?
Not too bad, a little. Not a lot. Not a lot. A little, not a lot. I'd probably say we have 3 inches, 4 inches in the yard. So not a ton, but enough. And I'm enjoying the, it's not quite as cold as it was. Whew. It was definitely cold the other day.
Yeah, I got pretty fortunate. Our trip to Illinois was, lows only got to low 30s. We actually saw some 40s and 50 one day. Oh. My alarm just went off.
Your alarm for?
What's that?
What's your alarm for? What's your alarm for?
I just have a 7 a.m. alarm that's just set indefinitely.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I'm not sure that my phone knows what time zone I'm in. I'm not even sure what time zone I'm in. Actually, I could look at my watch because I know what it's set for. Oh, I'm still on Central, I guess.
And
now is when the show starts. I actually was on time. You weren't kidding.
No. Now what? Now is your lady with you? Who's with you driving? You said there were two of you.
It's me and my mom.
Oh.
So I'm trying
to tell her.
Thank
you for. By talking?
Yeah. Well, by not talking didn't put her to sleep, so maybe talking will put her to sleep. They're driving through the middle of the night, and every time I sneezed or coughed, I told her she had to sleep so she can drive later. How can I sleep when you're coughing and sneezing?
So, what's up with you in business these days?
Me in business?
You in business. What is going on with
you
in business these days?
Me in business. I am just wrapping up rebuilding an outboard motor for a boat, a Johnson 150 horse motor. I just finished up a welding job before I left, and then I got to finish a motor when I get back. And then on the first, I'm going up to Colorado to do some work out there. So.
Now, that work, I'm assuming, will take you close to ski resorts.
Yes, that's the plan. Get at least 2 days on the mountains. That is the plan. Get snowboard for 2 days. We'll go to Vail. Go to the Back Bowls.
Nice.
And I need to at least take a few walks when I get home. I'm completely respiratory wise, I'm out of shape, so won't hurt me a bit to walk a few miles once I get home, just to get a little bit of shape in me.
Ah.
If I go out there and I'm out of shape, the first day I'm ruined, and then, you know, second day I'm better than the first. Get 3 days in, then I'm actually in decent shape, you know?
So I shouldn't tell you that the other day I walked 14 miles, huh?
Oh, my. I'm sorry. Did you have
love
a flat
it, buddy.
In the middle of the country? Or
I'm just really getting into taking my dog to walks, being on the phone, having conversations on the phone, and I am going to have a career, make a career out of being on the phone. That's why I think that this whole thing with Blog Talk Radio and coaching and all of it, I want to make it work, buddy.
Yeah, I've only thought about it, not really said it, spoke it into existence and put structures in place.
I suppose I should check and see it. No, she hasn't made it. Okay.
And I've actually
I love that I can bring the studio with me now.
Yeah. It's a new freedom, huh?
Oh, beautiful. I even created the show this morning when I woke up. Look at that. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I definitely need to get that rigged up on my phone.
I came really close, though, to going back to sleep for a half an hour, and that would have killed me.
Right.
So I had share a couple breakthroughs you've had in the last couple weeks. Had any?
Oh, getting this motor I've been working on back together, kind of. It was taking me a while to get going on it, and I started putting the energy towards it. I've been working on it since September, I think.
Yeah?
And I got all the parts are painted, everything's back together, and when I get home, I got to do the final assembly, which will just take a couple hours. So I was doing other odd jobs around doing that because, you know, it didn't pay, so I had to make some money. So I got on the ball with that. So it looks like probably by end of February we'll be having a boat to run around in. It's my brother's boat, and my girlfriend's talking about buying it. So if nothing else, I'll get it all back together and get to use it and go offshore fishing and stuff like that. When I was up in Illinois, I used to live in that town, and I actually went by a friend of mine's family business and stopped in, and I was looking for, it's actually twins, Jeff and Jim were their names, or are their names, and I dropped in the business, and I left my name and number. They wouldn't give me their name, their numbers. Kind of got the runaround. I felt like I was like a bad element or something. They were looking at me like I was crazy, or I don't know, something happened. to their family or if they had a family feud, or it's just kind of strange, you know.
Yeah.
I got a bad vibe and this, so I figured when I get home, that was like 3 days ago and they never called me, so I figured they never gave either one of them my number, so I figure I'll look them up when I get home on Facebook or something and have my daughter contact them and drop them my number, because I don't have Facebook. But one of them, Jeff, was one that about probably 5 months ago, my daughter, we were talking about Facebook, and she's like, Facebook is really neat. And she told me to give her, I think I might have told her this, told me to give her a name. And first I gave her a fake name I made up, Nathaniel Twitch. And she found some people who were close to that name. And then I told her it was a fake name. She's like, no, give me a real one. And I said, okay, Jeff Darnell, which is one of the kids that stopped by his family business. I'd say kids, we're in our 50s now. But anyway, I told her Jeff Darnell, and she pulled him up, and there was a picture of him on Facebook sitting next to his wife. And I haven't seen the guy in 32 years or something like that. So, you know, I was like, that is freaky. You know, I haven't seen the guy in 30-something years, and boom, there he is with his wife. I didn't know who she was, but...
It's definitely a bizarre deal when you look somebody up and find them.
Yeah. So, So anyway, that was pretty cool. So I'll have my daughter look them up again, and I'll drop them a line. Yep. Anyway. What other breakthroughs?
Have you talked to Enrico?
I have not talked to Enrico. Nope.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
And do we know, have you talked to Catherine?
I have not. I have been out of communication with everybody except for you.
Okay.
And
then, I did talk to Diane the other day.
Oh, good.
She seems to be up to her ears in her new job, and then I talk to Sue Dockrell every single week. So,
right.
Twice a week, we talk on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Oh, good. And everybody's alive and well.
In that group, yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, I saw where, I think it was a week or two ago, they had a team management and leadership program reunion down at Catherine's restaurant down in Fort Lauderdale. And I saw the announcement, but I don't know what the results was or who showed up or anything like that. Don't know. I think Sue was the closest one to our group to there, which... is probably 40 miles or so away from Catherine.
Okay.
I guess Sue would have let you know, she would have went down there, right? Can you hear me okay?
I did hear you, yes. Say that again.
I said Sue would have let you know if she would have gone down to Catherine's restaurant, right?
Yeah, she would have. Yep.
Okay.
She's got so much. It seems like she's got so much going on at home right now. I don't know. She just had visitors from out of town for a week. And then she's going up to Cape Cod here in another week.
Right.
Yeah.
Does she have her son back home, or is he out?
Yep. Yep. He's back home, and so is her daughter, and... Yep. She's had a few huge breakthroughs with her son and a few huge breakthroughs with her daughter and with her husband. So it's really cool.
Oh, great. Yeah, that is good. That's awesome. Yeah, she needed that. Makes life better. But yeah, my oldest daughter, who's going to the University of Florida, she is, one of her courses now is around tractors, and she's in the agriculture program.
Cool.
She sent me,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. So, remember that now. Yep.
Yep. So I've sent her some pictures of tractors I've been around and different stuff that they run with the tractors, because I've been around a few with log splitters and different types of mower decks and old 1940s ones and 1950s ones. And then she sent me a page a couple of days ago of one of her classes around farm management, and it was all about figuring out fertilizers to put on certain size fields and how many pickers she needs for so many tomatoes, and it was like all stuff that was pretty cool. It was about 15 questions around farming that she had to figure out by next week, which was completely applicable to what you would find on a farm, which is really cool because it's stuff she's actually interested in. So, and then I guess they've had some people come in and do different talks on some of those areas. So it's neat to see her learning stuff that she'll actually be able to use. And make sure
now, does she have to intern with a farmer?
I would imagine eventually, you know, her degree is going to be sustainable agriculture. And I know, like, she sent me pictures. She went to a farm the other day. The whole class did, I guess, to ride a tractor and get themselves familiar with the tractor. And she's going and visiting farms. And she was on track to start and run a 35-acre farm for a church up in Gainesville where she's at. I'm not sure if that fell through or if it's going to happen or not, but I know she's looking at different farming opportunities while she's in school, so that she probably will be.
That's cool.
Yeah, that'll be me. Get her hands dirty.
There you go. That's where the money's at, right? Getting dirty.
Well, it could be, but if it is, go to developing countries and do missionary work. Help out of health versus the time it's all over, you never can tell. Maybe she'll, but you know, only time will tell. But there's all kinds of opportunities there. People have to eat, no matter where you're at.
Amen. Yeah. What an interesting morning it is today. The freeway is probably the most moving freeway. In other words, it's just flowing that I've been on at this time in the morning that I can remember.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
And it's a weekday.
And it's a weekday. Friday.
Yeah, I'm hoping to see that through Chattanooga and Atlanta myself.
The which?
Yeah, I got quite a bit of traffic when we went through Nashville just a little while ago. Now I'm headed to, next two big towns are Chattanooga and Atlanta. I'm hoping I'll
make it. How long is the drive for you?
16 hours in the seat and 14 hours of, you know, if you could drive straight through, the MapQuest tells you it's 14 hours of drive time. So
okay.
By the time you stop for breakfast and stop for dinner and quickie lunch and gas, and it'll be about 16 or 17 hours. So it makes for a long day.
Yeah.
You do, actually, this call helps. It breaks up the monotony and gets my mind off of things, so.
Well, good.
I suppose I should
check up on Kathy again and see if she's there. Nope.
Still not?
Nope. Still not there. I didn't know if she'd make it because her sister was in town, so I didn't hold my breath.
Yeah, we need to schedule a trip to go see her down on the island.
What was that?
I said, we need to schedule a trip to go see her down on the island.
Yeah, no kidding.
That would be a good trip.
Yes, you are correct. It would.
I'm getting ready to schedule my Honduras trip for June. And I think we're going to add on 3 days to go to the island of Roatan afterwards. That's a island off the coast of Honduras.
Now, how do you pay for that?
With a Visa card? No, we all pay our own way. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody pays their own way. And then, it's through our nonprofit called Mountain of Hope. And not only do we pay our own way, but as one of the directors on the board, we're also soliciting for funds for our clinic and for well projects and stuff like that. And then we'll come out of pocket to help pay for things, you know. So, unfortunately, we've never had it together enough where we've got enough funding to pay for stuff for anybody. Although sometimes we will come up with scholarship money if there's somebody that we need to bring that we know will be helpful, or, you know, we'll all pitch in, or somebody will, sometimes some of the older people that don't go anymore, they'll come up with money to scholarship somebody. But for the most part, everybody pays their own way. Yeah, and the, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay. Yeah, and the, my first trip I ever went, they needed me to go really bad. That was in 93. And I told them I couldn't afford to go, so they came up with scholarship money for me for a flight and my hotel room. And I just had to come up with food money. And since then, I've scholarship people along the way, and other people have scholarship. Usually there's one or two scholarships per year that come up somewhere. Somebody gives it, you know. Depends on what the needs are, not what shows up. And last year, I think, was our smallest team ever. We only had like 25 people on our trip.
Wow. That's still a pretty big team.
Yeah, it's still pretty decent. But back in our peak, we used to run typically 75 to 85 people.
Whoa.
For about probably 10 or 11 or 12 years, that was our average. But now that we have a clinic built and we have, you know, a doctor there, at least 3 days a week throughout the year. You know, it's cut down on the demand for our big trip. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's way cool.
But we still have regular maintenance we do. When we go down there, we'll paint and do electrical work, change out fixtures and do, you know, work around the clinic and do grunt work. I work on dental equipment and stuff like that. And then we still bring a doctor and a dentist, and usually a hygienist, and they'll do some work. And then we'll bring some guys to run the well rig, so they'll go out and put a well in while we're there. Yeah, we get people that want to come down, and they're like just your average Joes, and they're like, yeah, I'd like to go, but what would I do? And it's like, oh, we got tons of stuff. Anyway, if somebody wants to participate, we'll make room for you.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. We started through an Episcopal church, and it's kind of been, you know, we call it, our regular trip is through Mountain of Hope, which is our nonprofit, and then St. Peter's is the Episcopal church. But for instance, last year there was only 4 people that were actually from St. Peter's Episcopal Church. So that's how we got started. So one of the people who's in charge of our president of our board of directors, he went in front of the church, I think he told me, last Sunday they had a board meeting at church. So he put out an invitation to the church to, you know, make announcements and have more people participate from the church. So we'll see how that turns out. Hopefully they'll send at least a half a dozen people or so. Because we're wanting to have more people participate from the church.
Right. So I came up with a structure, a new structure to give to people that are in a partnership or in a relationship. And have them distinguish where their quirks are and what their quirks are inside of their relationship.
So it's a quirk, program. So inside of your relationship, it's a quirk program.
A quirk program, basically. And the design of the exercise... Yeah, the idea of the exercise is to write down what brought you together.
Yeah.
What it was that you saw about the person, all like literally a synopsis of all the positive stuff that brought you together.
Right.
And then the idea is to distinguish all of the quirks that you have going on that are killing you, that are killing your relationship.
Right.
And then from that exercise, look at it and go and put space between each one of the quirks so that you can take notes, you can review, you can ask questions, you can come up with compromises when you finish the exercise, and I'll tell you a bit about that in a second. And then at the end, you put in a paragraph about what it is you're looking for. Like, what's your outcome? What are you committed to?
Right.
And one of the things that, so far I've got a couple of couples doing it.
Yeah.
And so far what I've seen is that just doing the first paragraph, it absolutely gives them a transformation in their way of being around their relationship.
Right. So, and the intended outcome of the relationship is that paragraph, is that as individuals or they work that out as a couple?
Whatever the intention is. It could be both.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. Completely speculative at that point.
Right.
You know, cool. And it's something, of course, it's something that you want people to be responsible for choosing.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of being stuck in just riding out the relationship and whatever it is, you actually get to make it up of how you want it to go.
Bingo.
Instead of being reactive to what's going on.
Yep.
That's cool. Very cool.
90 seconds. What's the 90 seconds for?
90 seconds. 90 seconds till the end of the show. Is that what it is?
Is it really?
I don't know. Until 7:30.
Huh? I thought I had put the show on for 90 minutes, starting, oh, that's what happened, starting at 6 a.m. Well, there we go.
Okay. I'm starting to drive in the mountains, and it's getting a little squirrely, and I'm making my mom nervous, so now's a good time to end the show.
All right. Well, listen, you take care. Thanks for being on the show, and we'll pick her up next week.
Awesome. I swear I'm going to reach out to everybody this week, too.
All right. Take care.
All right. Have a great day. All right. We'll see you. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.